In the small country of Georgia, with about 3.7 million people, more than 8% of the population has tested positive for the coronavirus. At its peak in December, with a rate of about 4,400 new cases a day, the medical system there was overwhelmed, and Georgians had few resources to turn to. But here in the United States, nearly 6,000 miles away, two Georgian doctors found a way to tackle their home country's woes with an unlikely grassroots effort, advising doctors and thousands of patients using the power of social media. Nana Gegechkori is a cardiologist at Maimonides Hospital in New York City. Zurab Guruli is the chief of anesthesiology at Montgomery VA Medical Center in Jackson, Mississippi. Both are immigrants from the country of Georgia, a small nation in the Caucasus Mountains between Russia and Turkey. And when each realized the toll COVID would take on their nation's health system, they teamed up to help from half a world away.
I was terrified. What if my country will have as many numbers as we have right now and how they will be dealing with this?
First thing came to my mind, it was my little Georgia, which doesn't have a well-developed healthcare system, and it's a poor country.
They tapped into platforms like Facebook to share their in-the-trenches knowledge and, in essence, become the personal doctors for thousands of patients in their old country, even as they treated Americans sickened by the disease at their respective hospitals.
Maimonides already had enormous number of cases. That experience became so valuable, I thought, yes, this is time to share, because before they get new cases and before they get really sick patients, they have to know.
Pandemic is like a war. And what is the most important thing in the world? Intelligence, especially in such a condition when you do not know your enemy.
An ocean and a continent away from the United States, Georgia, a country of only 3.7 million, was stricken in December with the highest infection rate per 100,000 people in the world, with the daily cases up to 5,000. How did this happen? Recently, in Georgia's Black Sea port city, Batumi, kids have been training for the World Karate Championships outdoors due to COVID safety restrictions. Normal life is slowly coming back after a big wave of COVID pummeled the city last summer.
We forgot about everything in summer. The state and, more importantly, the part of the population that came here to relax, relaxed here freely.
By the end of the season, local tourists were offered free virus testing. As the number of positive cases increased, people panicked.
That period lasted approximately 2 weeks in Ajara, and it was a period of complete collapse.
The hospitals were converted into emergency COVID treatment centers, and local Dr. Sofia Beredze became one of the COVID care group leaders.
Before arriving in hospitals, COVID patients were badly managed, and not to mention that people who entered hospitals had a lack of access to oxygen and enough medical personnel.
As the virus spread throughout the country, emergency hotlines were overwhelmed, as was the nation's entire medical system. More than 1,000 people were being infected every day. Citizens were rattled by rumors, misinformation, and limited access to credible medical advice. In response, Dr. Gegechkori and Dr. Guruli posted a collaborative guideline. It was the first popularly accessible medical guideline on COVID-19 available in Georgian. It went viral and made national headlines, receiving tens of thousands of shares on Facebook and more than a million views.
I can tell you that there were hundreds of letters. I started to sorting out information, how to prevent, what to do. Then the next question was how to treat. And of course I needed psychological support too.
It was one night when my test results came in, and that was when I started to really worry.
When Eka Lominashvili discovered she had contracted the virus, she couldn't find credible treatment information in Georgia.
That was a horrible period in a sense that in Georgia, in Tbilisi, there was no family doctor, no insurance company, and practically no one from whom one could get help, even something as simple as advice.
A friend advised her to contact Dr. Guruli and Dr. Gegechkori, who provided their compassionate bedside manner from 8 time zones away.
In that critical period, those two people were everything to me, a tremendous source of hope.
Lominashvili recovered quickly at home. A doctor living in a small town called Sanaki was not so lucky. Irina Pshechichnaya Sichinava was hospitalized and spent a month fighting for her life.
When they took me to the resuscitation room and started to insert the central venous catheter, a thought passed through my mind. My children, who will they be left with? How will they be? And that's when I told my resuscitator, do whatever is needed with me. I will obey. But I have to leave on my own feet from here. Please know this.
As her condition worsened, a friend sought out Dr. Guruli in Mississippi for help.
I called him crying that my best friend was like this, dying. Then Dr. Zura contacted Dr. Nana.
I didn't know what was happening around me. I didn't know many things.
The two U.S.-based doctors consulted with the clinic on a near-daily basis. After 1 month, she returned home to her family.
It seems it wasn't time for me to go yet.
And we are not alone in this. That was also very impressive that a lot of other doctors started doing same things.
Dr. Guruli and Dr. Gigachkori joined a Georgia-based digital platform with other doctors that through a chatbot connects patients with qualified caregivers and helps combat dangerous self-treatment of the disease.
And we found out that the people were not able to get the proper and trustworthy information, as well they had no access to hospitals.
Then I went for it and just started taking blood thinners. It wasn't only blood thinners. There were a lot of other things as well.
Sandro Kandalaki was a victim of misinformation himself and is now part of the digital assistant Covider that has been visited by more than 87,000 unique visitors so far.
Nana and Zurab, they were not sleeping. I can tell you that once they were ending their job, they were calling us. So without their help, I could say that we would have much more harder outcomes.
We all had our roles, of course. All those innovations that were coming from their experience, shared by them. On our side, we did all we could in terms of ambulatory protection and help. A serious team of doctors were involved in the stationary management.
Locked down in their jobs in New York and Mississippi, Dr. Guruli and Gigachkori have never actually met, but their long-range caregiving in their homeland has built a lasting friendship.
It was really important experience of using new technologies to deliver care transatlantically.
If we share our experience and if we together come to tackle any disease, I think there will be no problem which a human race cannot solve. And it's just important thing is we have to come together. We have to help each other and not to be selfish. Because this planet is our home.